Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Zenaya. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. My name is Sandra. I'm calling from the Home Depot. And I have a customer here who needs an installation for his gas range. And he paid for an installation, but the plumber never came out to do the installation.
Okay, let's see here. Would you happen to have that PO number?
What's the PO number exactly? Is it the order number?
Yes, ma'am.
That will be
H275225. It doesn't seem as though pulling up a ticket associated with that number. Do you see another number that just starts with 79?
No, we don't have that. I don't know, because I'm looking at the order at Home Depot. They don't have those PO numbers out. But the phone number is, because when you say PO number, we have the order numbers in our store. I don't know what a PO number is.
Okay.
But the phone number is 6.
Go
I
got
to find out from a manager what is that, because I'm always asked that. I'm like, I don't know what a PO number is. There's nothing with a 79 on it. I'm looking at it. But it's the phone number is 617-265-0251.
Thank you. And this is for appliance installation, correct?
Yes, a gas line installation. Yes, it is.
Okay. Give me just one moment here. Takes a little bit longer to load it by the phone number.
Oh, no, that's fine. Oh, my gosh, I just found it. 795-19980. Oh, why do they have that so small on the...
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
Yes, I'm, like, looking for it, like, it's, okay, the PO number is 795-19980.
Thank you. Let's see here.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm like, where is the
PO
number?
Oh, no, you're fine. If you're not used to something, you're not used to something. That's why I'm like, I'll graciously take the phone number for you. It takes so long to load it that if you do have the PO, we take it first that way.
Oh, I see. So now I know where to look for it. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, no problem. Give me just one moment here. The system is moving a little slow.
Mm-hmm, that's fine.
All right, I was able to pull up the ticket. Let's see here. Oh, what just happened? Okay, and can I have you just confirm the customer's name for me?
Yes, that would be Jean Anneluz, and the last name is spelled Anneluse.
Thank you. Let's see here. Give me one moment. Let me look through. Okay. Now, I do see here we have the ticket for the customer, but it seems as though we have been trying to reach out because we didn't have official date in the system for scheduling, but the phone number that we have on file, it doesn't have a voicemail option, the one ending in 0251.
Uh-huh. 0251. Yes. Okay, I see. That's why. They don't have the 593 number 2929, that's a cell phone. That's the customer's cell phone number, this secondary phone.
If we only have one number on file, the one ending in 0251, what's the customer's cell phone number?
The cell phone number is 617-593-2929. He told me I can go ahead and make an appointment for the installer to come in because the stove has been delivered.
Okay, let's see here. Give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I just
sure.
need the ticket to be released. They placed it on hold.
Sure. Mm-hmm.